So people who are helping you out in Let's, then it's not a financial or a gain situation, is it? This is more like friends helping each other. Is that how you describe it?
Yes. One of the very first things I say when I'm speaking to Let's members on my travels is that I regard all the training to be like favours from one member to another. So if somebody wants something done, they can actually call on another Let's member who would be able to help them, rather than trying to rely on friends or relatives or trying to do everything themselves, which quite often, you know, they can't do, or becomes quite a chore to do because they don't really enjoy doing it, or they find it very difficult to do. My mission is to travel around the world talking to Let's members and help them realize that the more they trade through Let's, the more their lifestyle improves. I mean, we're all restricted with the amount of money that comes into our pockets, and it's only when we can actually get things done without the need for cash that our lifestyle improves. And a lot of people that get involved in Let's groups are the ones that have a very minimal income, and therefore it actually becomes quite a good way for them to improve their self-esteem, to realize that they can actually have things, and they are not restricted with what they can have. And apart from that, they also improve their skills as they trade with other Let's members. In fact, when I joined Let's, I had been a photographer for 18 years, and then I actually learned how to do desktop publishing through Let's, which became my new career for the next 7 years.
You've set up a couple of websites to help people in Let's get together or find out about Let's. Can you tell us about them?
Yeah, well, the first one is called letslinkup.com. It's let's-linkup.com, and it's an international Let's directory which lists over 1,500 Let's groups from 39 countries around the world. And that's how I actually made contact with with my hosts from around the world. And on this trip, I've actually been to 13 countries on 5 continents and staying with nearly 50 hosts around the world. And the other website is called travelwithoutmoney.com, and it's where I've posted my travel diaries, if you like, with stories about all the places that I've been to, the experiences that I've had, and photographs, so that people can actually read online what I've been up to. And they're free books. You can't buy them in a paper form because they're not actually printed up like that, but they are, you know, you can read them online, you can print them up, it's quite okay. And I do actually share some tips on how people can actually travel without money too.
I think it's really inspiring for people to hear that this is the case, that you don't have to be some high-flying businessman to be able to travel the world, and you can have an extended family through Let's right around the world.
Yeah, very well put. In fact, I'm very sure that there would be a lot of millionaires out there that couldn't live this sort of a lifestyle because, well, you know, they'd be so worried about, you know, having to get back home and look after the business and so forth, and they couldn't actually justify spending the amount of money they would have to spend for accommodation and meals, etc., etc.
Where are you going next?
Well, I'm in Queensland until the 27th of June, and that's sort of the Brisbane, Caloundra, Caboolture areas, and then I go to Adelaide for my last week before I get back to Melbourne on the 4th of July.
Thanks a lot for talking to us, and good luck.
My pleasure, Kim.